private company based out of Houston, Electropurification, or EP, plans to pump groundwater from around the city of Wimberley and pipe it to other thirsty communities. EP has contracts to pipe more than 5 million gallons of water a day from this part of the Trinity Aquifer by the year 2036. So what would that mean for others who rely on the same groundwater? They're concerned their own wells will go dry.
Well, it means I can't use my house. I've got a peach orchard and I have a pecan orchard. It means that those trees are going to die if I can't irrigate them. It's going to be terrible.
Peter Way's ranch is just 3 miles from the EP wells. We spoke at a community meeting filled with people.
My name is Vicki Hysack. I'm the president of the Trinity Edward Springs Protection Association.
Her group formed about 2 months ago, as soon as they knew about the project.
Without Cypress Creek, without Jacob's Well, without Blue Hole, Wimberley is nothing. And so, no, we had to stand up and say no. We filed a lawsuit. Basically, we're trying to get an injunction to stop the drilling, and then the lawyers and the team are going to pretty much question the rule of capture.
That rule's been on the books since 1904, when the Texas Supreme Court ruled landowners can pump as much groundwater as they want without liability. The Texas legislature has left regulation power in the hands of groundwater conservation districts. But no groundwater district claims authority over this area. It's in what EP calls a white zone. Bills filed by State Senator Donna Campbell and Representative Jason Isaac would change that by expanding the closest districts.
These bills will find a solution for protecting the Trinity Aquifer in all of Hays County.
But in Wimberley, Hysack is skeptical.
If a bill even gets passed, which we hope they do, they could be changed, they could be altered, people could grandfather or not.
Which she says doesn't solve a bigger problem.
If we get EP out of this area and they're gone from us, they're just going to go somewhere else and do it again.
We've watched what all has been said out there and kind of like, okay, there's a lot of misinformation going on out there that needs to be addressed.
Electropurification spokesman John Hatch.
And we felt that probably the best thing to answer both the critics and to assuage the fears of the public is, let's get some science, some real scientific data out there so that we can truly see what will now affect, if at all, any of the surrounding area wells.
And what does their data show?
The bottom line is there's a lot more water out there than people thought.
EP says it too has a stake in making sure there's enough water to go around. The company says it'll help pay for a level monitoring network and is working on contracts so that if a neighbor's well does go dry, the company will pay to drill it deeper. For the Texas Standard, I'm Laura Rice.